Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Get closer to sporting action this summer with exclusive Sky VIP experiences.
Today FM.
So the Stephen Cluxton thing that's going on in the GAA, it's like as if there's a bit of a standoff going on. You wouldn't know where it's coming from. Stephen Cluxton's, he is ultimately, the decision is with Stephen. Stephen lines out for Parnell's, according to the Irish Examiner there earlier on this month. Stephen Cluxton will ask teammates before a return to Dublin panel, according to Sky Sports. He has stepped away from the Dublin senior panel. It's going to make a big impact if he's not playing, that a lot of people are saying as well. It's even reached the 6-1 news. David McCullough, let's go over to him right now.
The headlines. Mystery deepens surrounding Dublin goalkeeper Stephen Cluxton. Good evening. It's a story that has eclipsed the world pandemic, the lockdowns and the heatwave, as thousands of devoted Dublin supporters gather outside goalkeeper Stephen Cluxton's house, hoping to hear any news at all, regarding his next move. Our reporter, Marty Marzi's on the scene. Marty!
From Kilbarrack to Kilmacud, from Fox Rock to Fairhouse, from Monkstown to Mulhudder, they wait, here, outside Stephen Cluxton's home, for a sign, any sign at all. Vigils began forming from as early as this morning, outside Cluxton's home, with many kneeling in prayer in his driveway.
Our Stephen, who art a dove, hallowed be thy name. Thy kickouts come, thy will be done on earth as it is in Croker.
Others who gathered were angry at the legendary netminder for his reluctance to state his intention.
This is a blow for 7 in a row. This is a blow for 7 in a row.
At one point, pro-Cluxton and anti-Cluxton factions came face to face.
Maybe he's out to leave him alone.
Yeah, what is he doing lining out for Parnell's then?
Look, we all want Clucko back. Yeah. Give us a sign.
Any sign.
And then, suddenly, out of nowhere, a sign.
There he is.
A ball kicked from Cluxton's garden out onto the road, triggering mayhem.
He's coming back, Stephen!
He's kicking the ball away forever.
Don't be ridiculous.
So tension is rising here in this ordinary housing estate. And we understand... Oh, sorry, we understand... Something might be happening right now.
It's him. Stephen!
And it looks like it's an incredible development here. Yes, it seems as though Stephen Cluxton is putting out the bins. Extraordinary scenes here. And he's gone back inside.
It's a signal.
How do you mean a signal, sir?
He's put out the bins.
The bins?
Bins. Yes? You get it? No. Bins. What? Past tense. Bin. What? He's been there. He's done that. It's over.
It was a green bin. Green means go. He's coming back. Yes!
Or he could have just been putting out the bins.
Don't be so ridiculous.
The Cluxton saga has captivated not only the nation, but the world. Satellite trucks gathered here from as far afield as France.
Le Cluxton jouait pour la Dubs.
And America.
Chet, he's sort of like the Tom Brady of what they call here the Ga.
And of course, RTE and Virgin Media.
What's Cluxton's garden like, Gavin?
It's a really nice garden, Matt. There's a few deciduous shrubs, there's some perennials, a couple of daisies, and notably, a few bluebells.
Interesting. We leave it there, Gavin Riley.
The story has also attracted the interest of some of the country's leading investigative journalists.
The gang leader, rarely seen or heard from, is reputed to be none other than Stephen, the kick-out Cluxton, who orchestrates everything from the back and distributes through a group of so-called players, like Brian the Mark Fenton, Owen Babyface Merchant, John Biggie Small, and Kieran Peaky Blinders Kilkenny. On the run now for 7 years, terrorising the whole country, they remain untouchable.